What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command with another FAFO file. Gentlemen, this article puts me in extremely high spirits. Now let's go back to yesterday's video, where I talked about the security guard out here in California who shot a suspected shoplifter after said shoplifter actually assaulted him with his own collapsible baton. What was the message that I conveyed in that particular video? The hardworking, law-abiding citizen was going to get fed up and they were going to start to arm themselves. Gentlemen, this article could not have fallen in my lap at a more perfect damn time. Now, when I read you the title to this article, stand up and applaud. Now, this article was published on the 17th of August. Ambushed business owner opens fire on masked men offlining them both. Bra-fucking-vo! I told you, the everyday, hardworking, law-abiding citizen was finally going to say enough is enough and start to arm themselves. Two men were deleted after ambushing an armed business owner in what investigators believe was an attempted robbery, according to Texas police. Compare and contrast. Out here in California, you will no doubt have some sleazy lawyer contact the man who got shot by the security guard and say, yes, you have grounds to sue him. Unlike Texas. No. See, crime does not differentiate where it happens. The biggest difference is what happens to the person who defended themselves and their location. Yeah, out here in California, you have scumbag lawyers who are one of the biggest parts of the problem as to why so many criminals are emboldened versus Texas, where more than likely this guy who defended himself is going to walk. If I were called for this man's jury, guess what? Not guilty, let him walk. Let him serve as a reminder to criminals. The everyday, average, hardworking citizen is not going to be victimized. Nope. Officers arrived to find two masked men shot to deletion, Hatcher said. Good. The business owner told police he had just returned from the bank, gotten out of his vehicle, and was entering his business when someone hit him in the back of the head with a quote-unquote unknown object, Hatcher said. They tried this in broad daylight in the morning. That's just how emboldened criminals in this country have become. The owner turned around, saw the two men in masks, and quote-unquote immediately opened fire, Hatcher said. An employee who was armed heard the commotion and also shot at the men. That is fucking spectacular. Oh, his own employee had his back. These assholes did not think that they were going to run up on the right one that day. Not only did they run up on the right one, they ran up on two right ones. Oh, yeah. And what happened? They both got smoked like a pack of cools. I find it absolutely spectacular. Quote unquote, to anyone who's watching, please consider your actions. Consider your decisions, because choices have consequences. Hatcher said at the briefing, the suspects here, I will believe, have loved ones who will now be grieving their loss. Yeah, the loved ones will be grieving their loss. However, in the grand scheme of society, this trash got taken out. Police believe the business owner was the target of a jugging attempt, Hatcher said. Jugging is a type of theft which criminals follow a victim leaving a bank to their next location and rob them of the money they've just withdrawn. Once again, gentlemen, keep your head on a swivel during these times. And if you can arm yourself, do so with whatever you need or whatever your jurisdiction will allow you to arm yourself with, be it a knife, be it a burner, whatever. Always go out with some form of equalizer. The business owner was previously robbed, according to Hatcher. So this guy had been robbed before. Once again, the hardworking, law-abiding citizen has had enough. They're going to arm themselves. And guess what? They don't have to give you that same grace, that same mercy that police have to give you. Oh, no, 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 no. This guy got hit upside the head. He turned around, saw who did it, and immediately terminated the problems. We don't advocate for violence. I do. Let me be crystal clear on this. I do advocate for violence. Why? Because we live in a violent society. We live in a violent world. And I get tired of people saying, oh, we don't advocate for violence, when reality is we live in a savage fucking society. So yes, I firmly do advocate for violence on behalf of the hardworking, law-abiding citizen. People need to stop sending that stupid message. But our citizens do have the right to defend themselves, she said. And yes, defend yourself up to a lethal point if need be. Let the court system sort it out. The business owner is quote unquote shaken but fine, Hatcher said. Another suspect was at the scene, waiting in a nearby Lincoln Navigator, but the SUV drove away when the shooting starts. Of course. He was like, man, I don't want any part of those rounds. Guess what? He skedaddled. He got the fuck out of Dodge. Once again, gentlemen, this is absolutely what needs to start happening more and more. According to Hatcher, investigators are searching for the vehicle, which had the license plate number of RTS3919. Police are investigating, and anyone with information regarding the case is asked to contact the department's termination division at whatever number. Evidence will be turned over to a grand jury, which will decide on what charges, if any, should be brought against the business owner, Hatcher said. In my humble opinion, there should be no charges, because first off, they tried to hit them. Well, they didn't try. They actually hit the man over the head with an unknown object. He turned around, saw the situation, assessed it, and defended himself with lethal force. And he had a partner who was able to back him up and put some rounds into these scumbags as well. So I'm going to give this a FAFO score of 20 because they both got put down. Gentlemen, let me reiterate. More and more people in this crazy, savage society are going to arm themselves. They're not going to wait and call the police. They're not. Now, these liberal areas, unfortunately, like I said, the scumbag lawyers in liberal areas will have no problem talking to the quote unquote victim, who was the perpetrator, and say, hey, you want to make a bag? Let's sue these guys. I'm willing to guarantee you what happened in that 7-Eleven. There has probably been some scumbag lawyer who actually contacted that pookie and said, yeah, we can sue these guys. What do you want to do? And of course, that pookie, not understanding the real ramifications, will go for it. Nope. If you're on video committing a crime, at that point, you should no longer have any legal representation because you were caught on camera committing said act. But all in all, yes, more of the citizenry are going to start arming themselves. They're not going to wait for the police. They're not going to have time to wait for the police. Remember, gentlemen, the police are only a reactionary force at best. No one is going to be there in your desperate time of need. When something goes down with you, you're your own first responder. You are your own defense force. And guess what? You should be ready to defend your life with lethal resolve if need be. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the beautiful article. Let me know what you guys think. And for you criminals out there, remember, actions have consequences. You think that you're going to be able to just run around and commit crime, and the citizenry is going to just stand there and let you have your way with them, let you impose your will onto them? Oh, no, 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 no. Understand this. The power you think you have in instilling fear in the quote-unquote law-abiding normie, that power is definitely going out. The idea that you're only going to get a smack on the wrist and you're going to be let back out into society to continue committing crime, that is going out right along with it. Because once again, let me remind you, more and more of the average, everyday, hardworking, law-abiding citizens have had enough. And now, guess what? They're going to arm themselves. So yeah, what you think might be a soft target might end up being the hard target that puts you down. And gentlemen, when you hear of criminals getting put down, stand up, applaud. Why? Because society got just a little bit safer. Hey, the death penalty, like I said, is a great deterrent. Why? Because the criminal who committed that crime is taken out like the trash. It is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.